Hi, welcome. This is a microdose. I am sitting in a spot I often sit in during the afternoon, which is an old shed that I converted into an art studio with a drum set and a synthesizer. And there's a slight step up so that I can sit with the barn doors flung open with my feet on the ground. And I look out on this yard and these trees and this field. And it's a specific window outward into the green with my back to the studio. And it's like I get this frame of nature. And it's so specific, right? Because it's just this rectangle looking outward. And yet so much happens right here, especially in the grass in front of me. I'll see a snake go by, or I'll see a woodchuck, or right now I'm looking through this reverse diorama at this little species of, I don't know what to call it. It's like a green thing that's striped and inches like an inchworm, but is big and kind of has the markings of a cucumber. And I've never seen it before. And it's thin, and it's the exact color of the grass. And I'm going to take a little video of it. And I was thinking, I've never seen this before. And it was making me think, is this an unusual species? And then I was recalling something I love that I was reading in a Rudolf Steiner book recently called Occult Science, An Outline. And Rudolf Steiner, who I sometimes speak about here and who I love reading for his matter-of-fact approach to expanded sensorium and what he calls spiritual perception, and what I might call a widened ability to feel and see and experience and hear what is here. And in this book, there's a line where he says that each individual human is like a species, that each of us, even as an individual, are like a whole species. And that makes me think, because my imagination, of course, expands on that immediately into, of course, we have our own languages, we have our own preferences, we have our own style of processing, we have our own perceptual abilities, we have our own gifts, we have our own inner culture, and our own way of orienting and relating and balancing with the whole, while being a whole in and of ourselves. And then, of course, randomly, not randomly, synchronistically, I opened to a poem by Mary Oliver soon after I read that, called Buck Moon, From the Field Guide to Insects. And it's from her book, New and Selected Poems, Volume 1. And I'm going to read it to you. 88,600 different species in North America. In the trees, the grasses around us, maybe more, maybe several million on each acre of earth. This one as well as any other. Where you are standing at dusk, where the moon appears to be climbing the eastern sky, where the wind seems to be traveling through the trees, and the frogs are content in their black ponds, or else why do they sing? Where you feel a power that is not you, but flows into you like a river, where you lie down and breathe the sweet honey of the grass and count the stars, where you fall asleep listening to the simple chords repeated, repeated, where, resting, you feel the perfection, the rising, the happiness of their dark wings. Beautiful, huh? So this poem about insects, 88,600 different species, and like she says, maybe more, maybe several million. and then ending with their dark wings. And I think if there are 88,000 some odd species of insects, then of course each human is also their own species. And we're united universally, of course. And we're each different, of course. And there's so many ways to look at this. But in this moment, what if we were each our own species? How would this free us up to understand, observe, inhabit ourselves and others? Each of our children, our partners, our friends, our parents. And centering back to ourselves. You know, there wouldn't be a need for competition, for example, any more than that gorgeous, green, undulating, peristaltic worm, larvae, caterpillar, millipede, glow worm I just saw would compare with a dragonfly or a beetle. I remember Hermann Hesse, I think it was Hermann Hesse, once writing about trees in this way. I'll see if I can find it, but he was observing different trees, and each tree, he said, was bent by the elements and the particular circumstances of their making. And that when we see a tree that's shaped by the winds and the hardship, and there's twists and there's turns, or some of the branches go low and then sweep back up because of, you know, of years of drought or of years of plenty of water, we don't look at them and say, what's wrong with them? We look at them and say, that's amazing. And yet we don't do that for each other as humans. That's what he talks about. So what if we really were to widen our gaze all the way? And also come to each person, each species, with a precise kind of love and reverence that is their particular self-expression. You know, I lost the little creature here in the grass that I was following with my eyes. And then I turned my head a moment ago and I turned back with the softest gaze and the widest lens. And then it was like precisely right there again in a brand new spot, far away from where it had been. And I feel like I could see it because I opened to seeing the whole. And so for today's experience, please grab a piece of paper and a pen. And I'm just giving a moment for that, or a scrap, turn something over, write on the wall, whatever you feel like. And what is your species if you were observing yourself in the same way I was just speaking about this creature? What is it that you are in this way? What are the habitats? What do you like to do? What lights you up? What languages do you speak? What are your cultures? What are your native tongues? Where do you gravitate? Where do you avert? Just observing yourself as a piece of nature without any judgment. And I love how Jane said that the other day in her microdose, in her walk, her holographic walk we all got to take with her, without judgment or praise, just as is, just this. And hopefully you've started writing or drawing images or scribbling as I'm talking. And really tune into, who is this person? Who is this person from an aerial view? How does her body move through space in the day, or his, or theirs? Do we find her looking up or down often, or sideways? What bodily positions? What mental positions? What are her behaviors, interesting behaviors in the mornings, in the evenings, in the daytime? Is she quiet? Is she talkative? Where do his eyes go? What are his cultures with himself? What does he avoid or she avoid, like this little creature? When she hits a stone, she turns around. Beautiful. And wrapping up now, take another moment. And now take a moment here to read some of the imagery back to yourself aloud while we're recording. Just enjoy that. Now take a moment to tune into some people close to you that you love in your life that are each their own species, of course, and what is their species like? And just take a moment to really feel that. Enjoy that, maybe even laugh at that. There's something funny about this, at least for me. Cathartic too. Beautiful, and you can play more with that one as you go through your days, if that's inspiring for you. Thank you. Until soon, lots of love.